Did you sit up and run on the telephone? Why don't you move the pillows? He doesn't even know.
Hi, could I speak to John, please?
Who's this?
It's Paul Bosch. I'm at one of your tenants at 99 East Avenue South, number 2.
Okay.
Okay. Marie talked to you earlier today about some problems we're having.
Yeah, I already talked to her about the heat. I told her to plug in the heaters and I would pay the difference on the hydro bill.
All right. We don't find that solution acceptable. For one thing, there's no way to tell how much of a difference those heaters are going to make. And it's
well, the difference will be whatever you paid the month before to whatever your hydro bill is this month. That'll be the difference.
All right,
you
well...
You probably use approximately the same hydro every month or every 2 months, approximately.
All right, we got...
Okay.
All right.
So, you know what, use them sparingly. Use the ones that are really cold.
Just a second, John, please.
Right?
Okay,
just
we're at...
Most people forever.
Just on a second, just
right.
A second, please. Okay,
right.
We're on a 2 month billing cycle for starters.
Okay, then we'll take a look at your 2 month billing cycle, and then we'll take a look at the next 2 month billing, and it'll be very close to the difference. Whatever the difference is.
Okay, John, that's not acceptable to us. Okay, it isn't.
Well,
unless you can figure out a way to. If you can separately meter those heaters, no problem. Okay, if you want to run a line from another meter in the building into our unit, that's fine. We don't want them on our hydro bill. Unless you want to put in writing that you're going to make up the difference and you're willing to go with whatever our last bill was and pay the difference on the next one.
I just said that to me. Why would I say that and then not follow on my word? Can you please? I just told Richard that to go upstairs and tell you guys that about an hour ago.
Well, John, I've been in business for a while. I prefer to have things in writing. If you're willing to alter our tenancy agreement to that degree, fine.
Not a problem. But what I'm asking you to do is can you please use them sparingly so that they're not running all the time? I understand on the cold days when it drops really, really fast, it's really hard for the boiler to catch up because... The house is an old house and it doesn't have...
John, that's not what's going on here, okay? Because we've had this problem the last 4 days. We had this problem last winter and raised the issue with Richard a number of times. Now...
What I'm telling you, you'll seem to understand. When the cold weather drops very fast, the boiler can't keep up to the cold weather drop fast. That's how the boiler works.
John, the cold weather hasn't been here the last 4 years. The cold temperature, for the last 4 days, rather. The cold temperatures in the apartment have been here for the last 4 days. So that's not the explanation.
It's been very cold. And when it drops really fast, you know, it drops fast, it can't change as fast as it drops. And it won't catch up, but it takes time.
4 days?
Okay. Well, if it drops really fast and it's not catching up, then you know, it's going to be really windy. And it's like I said, it's not an airtight house. But use the heaters. When I come into the city, I'll sign a piece of paper. If that makes you happy, then I'll pay the difference in the hydro bill, okay?
Okay, right. I'll draw up an agreement for that. That's not a problem.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make your lives hard. I'm trying to help you guys.
Okay.
That's why I'm doing this.
Well,
I'm not doing this.
Well, no. Okay, enough.
I mean, if I didn't care, I wouldn't do this.
John, you're legally obligated to do this, and we both know it, okay? Marie's not an idiot. She's a former superintendent. She knows the landlord-tenant law probably better than either one of us.
If that's the way you feel about it, fine. I'm not going to argue about this point. The point is, I'm doing my best that I can do. I can't change the boiler. I'm not a magician.
Well, I recommend you seriously, but in any event.
That boiler's been in that house since I purchased the house in 1983, and it hasn't changed, and the weather's been as cold before in other years before you people ever lived there, and I've done the same thing for other tenants when they've asked.
Now, on the subject of the water.
Yeah, now the water, if somebody flushes the toilet somewhere else, I can't control the water pressure.
Okay. John, is it necessary for us to document every single time we lose water pressure? Because, frankly, we get water less often than not. Less often than we get.
You know what?
I turn on the tap, it's about a 40% chance I actually get water.
Yeah, and that may be somebody else running the tap at the same time you are. Okay? I can't change that. It also happens in my home the same way. In my house, I have four tenants.
Uh-huh.
And in my house, if somebody flushes the toilet, I lose water pressure also.
Right. Do you lose it for 10 minutes, 15 minutes at a time?
Pardon me?
Do you lose it for 10 or 15 minutes at a time?
If you're losing it for 15 minutes, then somebody must be having a shower for 15 minutes or running a bath for 15 minutes.
Okay, then again, you're legally obligated to provide hot and cold water of a certain temperature on demand.
I'm not going to argue this point with you, okay?
Well, you
can't. I'm trying to explain what it happens. How long have you lived there now?
About 15 months.
About a year and a half, possibly, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this issue would have happened for the last year and a half.
It's been ongoing and getting worse, as I've explained. And Richard is well aware of this.
I'm just saying it's been ongoing. If you guys aren't happy, right, and, you know, you feel it's not fit, I can't change the way it is.
All right, John. Tomorrow, what we're going to do, we'll deliver a letter with a list of repairs that we'd like done to the unit, including the shortfalls in bylaws. Okay?
Well, you do that, okay?
Right.
I'll do that. Give it to Richard, and I'll have it when I get back in town. I'm out of town, like I told Marie. Okay? And it's not like
I believe you said you'd be here tomorrow. Is that correct?
No, I said I'd be there on Monday, but I couldn't get there Monday because I had another obligation. And that's Marie said I was there Monday, and I said, no, I wasn't there Monday. I couldn't get there Monday. I told Richard I was going to go and work on that unit on Monday, and I couldn't get there. I had something else to come up. Okay? But I'm just telling you,
The letter will be delivered to Richard tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we don't have an agreement on the heaters at this point either. Okay?
No, that's not a problem. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to argue the point. If you guys aren't happy and you guys want to move, you move. You know, and I can't change what is. It's the way it is. I will fix if something's broken, but I can't control somebody else.
Well, as I said, we have a rather lengthy list of repairs to this apartment that we've been asking for, and those requests have been ignored. Those are going to be put in writing in the letter. Okay, and we'll take it from there. Okay, Richard's done his best. I believe he has.
I never saw this list. I never heard of this list before.
Okay, because you've been getting the requests as individual requests, and not one of them have been done. That's why.
Not a problem. Just write it up, hand it to Richard, and I will go over with you. Okay?
That works.
All
right?
All right. I'll do what I can fix. If it's broken and I can fix it, I'll fix it. But I can't control somebody running the bath when you're running the water. Or if two people are running the water at the same time, obviously the water pressure is going to be even lower. You know what I'm getting at? So I can't, if it's out of my control, I apologize. I can't do anything.
Well, then perhaps you should leave the other units vacant so the tenants you have water pressure.
Well, that wouldn't make a difference, because if somebody downstairs turned on the water, you're still going to have less water pressure. It doesn't matter. See, it happens at the same time it happens. I can't control that.
All right, John. I'm living here. I can tell you that this is not normal water pressure dropping because somebody flushed the toilet. All right? I know the difference.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right. At 3 in the morning it happens.
At 2
I don't know. I guess maybe there's a toilet running. Somebody flushed the toilet and it's running. I don't know. I'm not there. Huh. I don't know what's making it happen.
Okay. Then.
You understand me?
All right. As I said, you know what? We'll give you the letter. You can look into it, and we'll take it from there.
Not a problem. Okay, are we done? Are we going to get another call tonight from somebody else? I am working right now. If you don't know, I am working. Okay, but that's okay. But I'm just saying, because I've discussed this issue already once. Do the writing, hand it to Richard, and I'll look it over when I get back to the city, and I'll come by and go over with you, okay?
All right.
Sound good?
We're done for now, then. And when will you be here?
I will be back in Hamilton probably on Friday.
Probably on Friday.
Probably, provided nothing in the world changes between now and Friday, I'll be back on Friday.
Okay. Give me a call on this number a couple of hours before you want to come over, if you don't mind, so I have some notice. And
no, no, it's not a problem. I'll get Richard to go upstairs and tell you that I'm back, and you can call me when you want, or either way. It doesn't matter. We'll
all right,
together,
that works.
Okay?
That works. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, bye.